I'm Sarah Jay, and I am my own loving parent. And I'm also in ACA and, you know, grateful for the 12 steps across many areas of my life. But I want to focus in this very abundant opportunity to share and celebrate with all of you. I know there's no theme, but that's my, if I had to choose a theme, it would be that the wonderful music that we heard, watching everybody dance. I kept thinking about my inner children and everybody else's inner children, getting to enjoy, you know, the kinds of things I didn't get to enjoy when I was a kid. Even when I was dancing, it was because somebody told me, get out there, do it, you know, or make sure you do it right. Or, you know, this is such a miracle for someone like me to be able to come on a virtual dance party and feel the joy from all parts of, you know, wherever we are in the country or on the planet. I didn't used to have that capacity to feel that kind of love and stay with it. So that's really what I want to do, is make my whole share a celebration. And I'll start by saying my ACA work chiefly is out of the Loving Parent Guidebook. And if folks aren't familiar with that literature, the Big Red Book is incredible. I've never made it all the way through. I think I'm still on step 6 in ACA. But I went to the Loving Parent Guidebook at the suggestion of some fellow travelers in ACA, because I was told that alongside the rest of the literature, you know, the Daily Reader, the Step Workbook, the traits, all of those things, for me, and this, you know, please take what you'd like and leave the rest. I think there are as many ways to work this program as there are people in it. It was amazing to find this guidebook that literally feels like the manual that my parents didn't have, my grandparents didn't have. Like, it's like a recipe. And it feels like if you just follow it, you get something incredible. But if nobody ever gives you that recipe or that map, you know, my family are the people who, the image I have is of, you know, if you have no map, you will think you are driving to the ocean and instead end up over a cliff. And that's the kind of experience that I watched growing up. People who, you know, they say hurt people hurt people. I am an adult child of a dysfunctional family. There was no alcohol in my home, but both my parents are adult children of alcoholics, and I'm an adult grandchild. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents who were active alcoholics. And my experience in ACA is that, you know, if the only requirement for membership is that one grew up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional family, I don't know anything. You know, I'm not saying they're not out there, but if the definition of a dysfunctional family is, you know, this group of people who they have a family connection, they love each other, but they don't have, you know, what do we say in ACA? Don't talk, don't trust, don't feel. That's very common. I have met very few people. You know, there's a spectrum, there's a continuum of the experience, strength, and hope that I've heard in the ACA rooms over these years. Some people have stories of, you know, alcoholism in the home, you know, all kinds of, I'll just speak for myself. I had neglect, and emotional abuse. And sometimes that was what my parents thought was discipline. I got spanked because they were trying to help me. They wanted me to be a good little girl. And now to this day, I am unearthing the feeling of, I don't feel safe in my body. I'm scared. I'm jumpy. So I'm sharing this to say, I love the way ACA teaches me, unlike any of my other 12-step programs, that I get to take a searching and blameless inventory, really, of myself and my parents and my family. And ACA says, you know, because in essence, we have become them. I'll say this. I feel in ACA how much I am connected to every other person. And that includes my family, obviously, my family of origin. There are lots of, you know, traits, survival traits that I developed because I didn't get my love needs met. It was just that simple. And my parents were young kids when they met. And so I was being raised by these adult children who were barely adult children themselves. They were still like adolescent children of alcoholism. And they got together. My mother went to college at 16. and found my dad, who I can share here. It's so funny. I feel the energy of like, don't say that. Don't get in trouble. Don't, don't betray mom. Don't betray dad. Dad. And so I get to hear, I get to say, hey, y'all, I'm feeling that fear, that guilt, that shame that I owe my family and I'm going to get in trouble and I'm bad and I'm wrong and everything's my fault. And what's so amazing about ACA and for me, the Loving Parent Guidebook in particular, is it has given me access to those ideas, those beliefs, those parts of me that really got stuck in that childhood trauma. I have a 2-year-old in here who sometimes is r trying to run the show when I'm, I run a business. And it's not ideal for a scared 2-year-old with a love deficit to go, that is not the way I want to live as an adult. So now I can see, oh, these are not defects. And again, I know there's language, that is time honored, but for me, it has revolutionized my entire life, including my cornucopia of other 12-step programs, to work them through the lens of loving reparenting, of being trauma informed. I no longer say to these parts of myself, what's wrong with you? You're just selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, fearful. You're inconsiderate. I don't do that to myself anymore. And I did it for years, even in 12-step, because that's the energy that I brought from my home. I brought a sense of perfectionism and shaming and blaming and trying to perfect myself into just being a, an acceptable person. It just felt like no matter what I did, the more perfect I was, the worse I felt because it still, didn't heal. It didn't heal those childhood wounds. This is an approach that says, I make sense. I'm not, defective. I am exactly the outcome that you get when you put in the ingredients of my family story. So that has changed my life. I've stopped asking myself, why do I eat like this? I have, I've had eating issues all my life. It was the first thing I picked up to soothe myself as a child. What an ingenious little baby to find a way to comfort herself when she couldn't get her love needs met. I now know how to thank that part of me instead of telling myself, I'm wrong and I'm just not willing. I've learned to talk to those parts of me through the ACA work with, I mean, I'm child-free and I'm divorced and I feel like a mom today. I feel like a loving parent because these inner parts who have needed my love and attention all these years. And I've been in 12-step rooms for 15 years. And I hope no one hears me as bashing the 12 steps, but I will say Tony A's 12 steps changed things for me. I heard the gentleness. ACA talks about gentleness, humor, love, respect. And with total reverence for the founders of, mothership programs, I look back and I'm like, I wish those guys had ACA. again, this is just me talking, but I look back and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of harsh stuff that I like memorized in the original text. That's like, we are undisciplined, we are bad, we are this, we are that. And I'm like, man, you're not going to heal like that. The healing that I'm finding in ACA that is compassionate and says, hey, I see you struggling. I see you're picking up the food again. I now get to go to these wonderful ACA meetings that help me and all of us who attend. We focus on food and body image issues through the loving lens of reparenting. It has changed the game. And I'm grateful for my food recovery 12-step program that I was in for 50, I'm still, will go as needed, 15 years of that. But I can tell you, everything changes when I start acknowledging that there are these wounded parts of me, these emotional flashbacks that come up. The ACA literature talks about the internal drugstore and just how we can all get, I'll speak for myself. I know how often I am having these outsized reactions, like they said in my original program, if it's hysterical, it's historical, and just feeling taken over by this, this pain that feels way older and way bigger than the situation that's right in front of me. And ACA teaches me simple, practical ways to no longer be held hostage by these sweet inner parts of me who are just trying to survive. And so they're angry or they're afraid or they're hiding or they're, what is it, afraid of authority figures, all of these things in the laundry list and the survival traits. And if anybody is new, First of all, this meeting is so great. I've only been a couple of times, but I'm definitely planning to come back. Just, I feel like even if you're new, please keep coming back and letting these ideas wash over you because there's so much healing available here. And I have come to believe I have some outside help that is very similar to ACA. And I have come to understand that all these years I've been trying to self-improve. And not that the other programs were trying to make me improve myself. The idea is that I let God do the improving. That's what I was told in those places. But what I've learned here is God doesn't want me to improve. God just wants me to be. And I, once I got that idea, and I can hear myself saying, well, what do you mean? Of course we could be better at this and this and this and this. But when I really check in with those parts who are like, we need to do more of this. Well, we're not this enough. We're not that enough. You know, we need to win. We need to win. I check in, I put my hand on my heart and I say, hey, who's here? You know, the Loving Parent Guidebook has a whole meditation, a little check-in where you can get quiet, put your hand on your heart if you choose, take some deep breaths and just ask, who's here right now? Who's here with me? And with enough practice, they just start popping up and saying, I'm mad. I hate what we did at work today. You know, we hate that guy. And I say, oh, okay, I hear you. Now, the old me, I would have gotten out some inventory and, you know, what's my part? And I get that. I see the value of that. But for me, real recovery, instead of constantly trying to prove that I'm a good girl and that I'm good enough and I'm better and I'm the best sponsor and I'm, all of that has softened so much in ACA. Instead of trying to figure out where, you know, I'm at fault for everything, instead it's more like, hey, who's here? And when is the first time I can ever remember feeling scared or ashamed or lost or guilty or abandoned, lonely? When I check in, those parts of me are like 3, 4, you know, 10. Oh, it's gonna move me to tears. I have never had this kind of self-love because it is so much harder to beat up on. Here, I'll show you this. Let's see if I can get to her. This is the screen I keep on my, for everybody who can see, on Zoom. That's little me, probably about 4 years old. And I realized that for years in 12-step, I was trying to punish her into being a good girl without realizing it. Now, this might not be for everybody, but for me, identifying the inner child, the inner teenagers, I have many of them. I have lots of, you know, I realized I think my like 16-year-old married my ex-husband. So this is definitely work that I would like to have done earlier because again, this is an immature part of me that learned don't talk, don't trust, don't feel, you know, it has to, as long as I look good, I'm going to be okay. And I ended up making a really big life decision from a place of a young, wounded part of me who was just trying to get love the best way she could. But I didn't realize that the way ACA teaches us, there's a true self. That if I spend enough time cultivating that true self, and for me, that looks like a relationship with a higher power. I love this expression that I heard somebody say one time in a meeting. People will say, I have a higher power whom I choose to call God. This person said, I have a higher power whom I choose to call frequently. And that is my experience in ACA. All day, my inner kids are like, ah. I'm like, okay, hey God, can you help us, you know, help us remember who we really are? It doesn't matter that this person cut us off in traffic. Okay, we're disappointed at this work thing. Let's put our hand on our heart. When's the first time we remember feeling worthless like this? 2 years old, 3 years old. So early, I got the message that something was wrong with me. And I'm so grateful for these emotions because I didn't used to be able to access them. And when I did, it felt like a shameful thing to do. And instead, I can cry in front of 100 people. I cry in front of many more than that these days, even in my work life. And I believe that that vulnerability, that availability to myself and my own feelings when it's appropriate is making it so that I have a bigger range of emotions, which again, the Loving Parent Guidebook gives you like, you know, I feel like I should be going through it page by page, but it just working it with a group of fellow travelers or with another person truly is like getting to start the relationship with myself and my higher power, getting to start all over, getting to like really have this beautiful new start where I can say, wow, that is so painful. I'm so sorry we went through that. And you should never have had to feel abandoned or unloved as a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old. I am so sorry that happened to us. And I am your loving parent now. And I am plugged into my higher parent, the whole universe, and we will never leave you. No matter what you do, no matter what you eat, we will love you for the rest of your life unconditionally. That kind of connection, first thing in the morning, better than coffee, better than some other things I won't mention. It is game changing to practice fidelity to myself every single day. And that is giving me the capacity to feel the stuff that's coming up now. Because, I'm a middle-aged woman now. I have had a half a lifetime of not just the don't talk, don't trust, don't feel, abuse, neglect, gaslighting. I parented my parents. I told you they were kids. And so if my dad was upset, it was my job to be like, I'm sorry, daddy, are you okay? Well, you kids are treating me like I'm a villain. Oh, sorry, dad. It was like my job was to manage the emotions of these other people. And so naturally I grew up, to continue that behavior, not realizing that people were like, she's great. It's like, no, she doesn't have a self. And so she will do whatever you want. That's not great. And it's not sustainable. So what I've learned now is I get to stop shaming. I don't shame and blame my parents. I know they did the best they could with what they had, but what they gave me was insufficient to raise a child in a healthy, safe way, period. And so now I get to, when I come on these meetings and say, I am my own loving parent, it's really true. I tend to myself in ways that I've never been able to in my life. It is very imperfect. I'm going through a situation now, a work, related situation where I had that same dynamic of the people who I need to support me. Instead, not only are they, do I feel like they're not supporting me, but I have to take care of them. And it kicks up all this rage. And again, I've had to check in, and I have written inventory, by the way. And I start with checking in with those inner parts and reminding them that I'm sorry they had to do those hard adult level jobs of managing, grown up people's emotions. And they should never have had to live that way. But if they are willing to let me be their loving parent now, they can relax. They can retire from that hard job of managing, fixing, trying to control people, needing other people to love them, chasing other people. When really, an analogy I love is that my soul is like a well, and it doesn't care what kind of water I put in there. It can be husband water, that was nice, but it can also be friendship water. It can be, going out for a walk in nature fills up my well, playing with my pets, anything that's love, praying, meditating, dancing on this meeting, anything that is like this ladle that's just dipping up this beautiful water into my well will fill it. But the way I grew up, I was raised by a bunch of empty wells, all teaching me that the only water that could fill me up was from a man or from, achievements and money, property, prestige, all that stuff. And so I'm like a person who is Niagara Falls right here in and of myself, but I was never taught to see that. And so instead, I'm running around with a teaspoon chasing you, trying to dip up a sip of something so I can feel loved. ACA has taught me that there is infinite access to the best water there is for me is my own love that comes through my higher power. Man, once I realized that, I stopped settling in relationships and the way that I was. And I'm learning, I mentioned that I have this current situation. I got so much help, and I've been waking up in the middle of the night, not unable to get back to sleep, feeling worthless and terrified and ashamed. And I reach for my own heart and I say, hi, sweetie, I'm so sorry we're having these nightmares. Well, here's the thing about ACA. It teaches me when I start taking care of myself and allowing this stuff to come up, it's going to come up to be healed. And I'm not going to lie to anybody here. If you're new, don't be scared. But for me, this is some of the hardest work I've ever done in my life. The great news is my higher power is bigger. My own capacity to love my inner parts as a loving parent is staggering to me, how much I can wake up in the middle of the night and soothe myself back to sleep the way my parents never did. I don't think I didn't know what tucked in meant. I used to watch movies and be like, what does tucked in mean? Like, I had this image of like, are they, you know, is it like a backflip? You know, I thought gymnastics. I didn't know what tuck meant. And then at some point, I had a fellow traveler say, get yourself some comfy pajamas. This was early on, but I got a stuffed animal, you know, and I started to give my inner children a physical experience of being tended to. All of a sudden, I was able to go to bed with more consistency and in a more loving way. Like, this stuff is so practical. I'm able to feed myself with more sanity. Not all the time, but if my food looks a little funny, instead of saying, you need to go run a marathon, which is what I used to do. I've literally run three marathons. Instead, I say, oh, I guess you had a cookie. Well, when's the first time we remember trying to soothe ourselves with food? Oh, 3 years old. Okay. Well, I'm so sorry you're going through that, but you sure don't deserve punishment. I love you. You know, I talk to my parts like this. And the cool thing about it is I have a lot of friends who are parents. I watch how they parent their kids. The Loving Parent Guidebook gives clear instructions. They give you like templates. If you don't know how to talk to yourself, they suggest just say hi. Hey, buddy. You know, put your hand on your heart. Just see how it feels. If it feels cringe, try it again tomorrow. If it feels cringe for 30 days, the 31st day might be the day that you hear a little voice say, hi, I've been waiting for you. Thank you for coming to get me. I was scared, but now I know you're my loving mommy. Okay, let's try. And that's what happened for me. And now I have these beautiful little parts who I can tend to whenever I feel inflamed, which is still often. Because the other thing I want to share about is that as this ACA miracle of learning to love myself as that grows and as I expand, I've heard an expression, new level, new devil. So as I'm willing to grow, the growth and expansion gets harder at moments. And so I've had to learn another expression I really like, which is getting better doesn't always mean feeling better. But ACA teaches me that I can withstand really hard feelings. I can withstand the pain that I learned to stuff down that ACA talks about. I can learn to walk through really difficult experiences like having to, you know, let a relationship go or feel, you know, I have a part of my life that I'm very afraid of humiliation and, you know, failure and being ashamed. Guess what? I was shamed as a child. And so that same part of me comes up and says, no, we're afraid. Let's run back in the cave. We're scared. We can't, you know, we don't want to get bigger. We don't want our life. We don't want to shine. And I say, hey, when's the first time you remember feeling scared to shine? When's the first time you remember feeling like you would die if you were ashamed or embarrassed? 8 years old. So then I tend to that 8-year-old, not in a way that's like, I'm going to fix you. I just say, hey, love, I get it. If you need to feel ashamed and we need to hide, I'm going to love you just the way you are. And if you let me, your loving parent, take up a little bit more space in our body and in our experience, you can go play with a pony. I don't know why my inner kids like ponies. I'm from Queens. There were no ponies when I was growing up. But I let my kids, you know, whatever they need, I let them. In fact, I have coloring books. You know, ACA suggests these things, right? It's amazing. It's a map. Did you love to, you know, dance and sing when you were a kid? Great. Get yourself, you know, some good shoes and go dancing. You know, take voice lessons. You could do it for free. Go online and so these are these wonderful ways that I get to reclaim the childhood that I was never allowed to have and give it to my inner kids without acting it out inappropriately in my adult life. I feel like there's a million things I want to say, and I also I'm like 45 minutes is quite a lot of time, but I just want to say there's an inner part of me who's looking at everybody's faces to see, are they bored? Do they like me? Am I okay? And I get to, in real time, tell you all that I love you if you're bored or you're sleepy or you're yawning. And I love you because the part of me who is learning that we are all infinitely loved and lovable and loving is who is talking to you right now. Not the part who wants to look cute, not the part who wants to impress you. I, my true self, is available to me and to you because you all are here. So that's the other thing I want to say about ACA is that this, all my programs are we programs. This is such a we program. I cannot do this work of loving reparenting without a village of other people who are also learning who is their true self and how to love the parts of themselves who may, still engage in the laundry list, but I will say it has changed my life to recognize the behaviors that maybe I don't feel so great about, or if I make a mistake, I get to say, oh, this is not something wrong with me that needs to be fixed. This is an opportunity to get to know a part of myself that's a survival trait, maybe still, and that's still trying to, save and rescue and fix me so that one day I'll be loved. And instead, I can say, oh, we don't have to do that. We're already loved by our, I am already my own biggest source of love. I will say, not long before this meeting, I was on dating apps. So I'm still, interested in other people's love. And the beautiful thing about that is I'm getting to know the parts of me who did marry someone who was a, also an adult child. And I look back and realize, we were just two wounded people living out the patterns of, I look back now, I can see it's almost mathematical how I replicated the family of origin, tendencies to shut down, to avoid conflict, to not be able to speak my truth, to say yes when I meant no, to people please. I was wired for that. So I no longer look back and say, oh my God, what was wrong with me? Why did I do that? I say, oh, of course, I make perfect sense. Like, look at me, doing exactly what makes sense based on the input that I received. So now I get to, oh, there was a person I was really interested in. And then I carefully read this person's profile and it said separated and not divorced. And I have made a commitment to myself as a loving parent that I am going to, have certain boundaries and standards that feel safe and good to me and my inner family. And one of those is that I had to tell this person to, yep, today that I didn't realize that they were only separated and I really, need to hold that boundary. The feelings of abandonment that came up. What's wrong with you? He's great. Of course, no one's ever going to love us because we're. And I just got to say, hi. When's the first time we remember feeling like no one's ever going to love us? And that little, like, 3-year-old came up. I'm so grateful to say that instead of letting my inner children be on dating apps, I'm learning to tend to myself as the first priority. Tend to those inner children. Let them know that they are unconditionally loved and lovable, no matter what anybody else says or thinks or does. And that I will hold their hand through pain that we didn't even know we had inside. Now, I want to share some things that are very difficult. My home growing up, trigger warning. I've often said this. I survived a childhood that killed other people. I have a sibling that didn't make it. She died when I was 23 and she was 18. And I have another sibling with severe mental illness that I look back now and, it's very clear that the family environment in which we grew up did not equip us for, healthy development as children. The survivor guilt I have felt for years is rising to the top as I practice this loyalty and fidelity to myself. I am estranged from my mom, and I know in the literature we read, it says you will see incredible changes, especially with Oh, I can't remember the exact wording, but it does mention, with your parents. And the change that I've seen is I've stopped trying to pretend that I have a relationship with people who aren't capable of it. And it's very complicated and it's hard and it's painful, but I find other fellow travelers here who, even if they can't identify with my exact circumstance, they hold my hand. And there's a member of ACA who I call my mom, not mom. My higher power sent me this person who is so similar to my mother, it is uncanny. And this person is in ACA, and I get to call her the way I wish I could call my mom. And, I don't pretend to have relationships anymore. I don't put my little kids through that. That's what childhood looked like. We had to pretend and smile at all the holidays and, not be allowed to access our truth and our feelings and express it to anybody. Nobody asked, how are you? Who are you? So today I make sure that I check in and I ask. And whatever feels like it would nurture me, I really practice that because that's the only way I can actually give service. And I'll just say for anybody else who's maybe also like me in other programs, I love service. It's very important. For years, I was giving service from my survival traits. I was giving service from my laundry list place without realizing it. I was, overgiving, giving away my time, giving away my power, and thinking it was service because the striving kid in me was like, we have to do what they said. Our sponsor said this. Ah! ACA has given me a way to recalibrate what recovery looks like, what being of service looks like. I don't try to give from an empty well anymore. I fill my well. And I don't try to run after you trying to dip up what little water I can get from you. I fill my own well. That doesn't mean that I don't feel, what do I want to say here? What part of what I'm learning in ACA is that I feel, another expression I like is, people will say, I feel better. I feel anger better. I feel grief better. I feel sadness better. I feel loneliness better. I can stay with those parts and breathe. I'm doing all kinds of physical exercises that, ACA and the Loving Parent Guidebook also recommend. If people are familiar with polyvagal theory, the vagus nerve, highly recommend looking it up, whether you have mobility issues or anything else. Just breathing, just humming, just rocking or singing. These are miraculous healing ways to plug into our bodies. And for me, the somatic healing part of my ACA journey has been revolutionary. I was in fight or flight. I basically didn't breathe. I basically didn't breathe for about 35 years and did not know that. So I highly recommend breathing with your inner little kids. And if you haven't found your inner children, or if all this inner child talk, doesn't resonate, you could just, for me, I did an exercise where I just looked back at every rupture. I filled notebooks with all the different times that my family broke my heart all the way. And those are the places, 2 years old, 3 years old, 5 years old, where I got stuck, where parts of me got frozen. And to thaw those out and hold them and bring them back. And, all the things I learned, it says right in this Loving Parent Guidebook, touch yourself on the cheek. You'd be amazed. It's the smallest, silliest seeming gesture, and it's profound. Something called havening. Literally just pulling down on your shoulders. It's, my favorite thing about all this stuff is that now that neuroscience, affirms that this is true, we can all do it and not feel silly. But look back over history, many people from many cultures know this stuff. It's intuitive, and it's the kind of thing that becomes available to me because ACA teaches me that all the armor that I've had to carry around, even in my other 12-step programs of trying to be perfect and trying to be the good girl, and I win. I don't need to win when I'm in my true self. That part of me who learned that she had to win was, again, maybe 2, 3, 5 years old. So I hope this has been helpful to anybody. But in my last 10 minutes, Let me just ask. I'm going to ask my kids. Hey guys, are you here? One of them just said, "This is weird." So she's judging me a little bit. Okay, hi. Who's here? Are you the one who said this is weird? She's saying yes, and don't talk out loud like you do when we're by ourselves. Okay, so I'm not going to do that to her. She's embarrassed. But let me just check in one more second. What would you say to them if I could send a message to them and their inner little kids? We're talking to a whole bunch of people who are maybe having the same kind of journey as I'm having with you all. So is there anything you'd like to say? Okay, she said, I love you. It's so wonderful to not worry that this might be cringy to some of you because it's changed my life to have this relationship with these parts of me who have always been here and who have always needed love, and instead they've had to reach for achievement or how they look or whether they're winning. And it's such a beautiful thing to learn that this is not a game. It can't be won or lost. Everything we need, we were born with it. And this beautiful program teaches us that no matter what has happened to us in our lives, that beautiful, untouched part of us is there just waiting. And all those sweet little voices, I highly recommend if you want to put your little person, oops, I'm not doing a great job. There you go. If you want to put your little funny photo, even in this photo, I can see that I'm smiling like this. I'm kind of making the somebody's making me smile face. So, I don't remember joy as a child. I remember pressure and responsibility. I was an adultified, parentified child, but I get to find those little glimmers of joy that she was trying to find. All the little baby in me and the little, the little kid in me who learned to that singing wasn't enough. I had to be the best singer. Now I just get to be mediocre. I am excellent at mediocre singing. The part of me who, couldn't draw because it had to be, a Rothko. I mean, that's the wrong reference. But anyway, the part of me who, needed to be perfect at everything, that's just a survival trait. She was just trying to compensate for a love deficit. And I now can see throughout my life how many of the people I am in close proximity to, but also I need to bring this in for myself because part of my healing, the way I grew up, there was a lot of like, that's not really happening. You're imagining that. And I have like racial trauma that, part of my don't talk, don't trust, don't feel is I have a white-bodied mom and I would walk around and people would say, hey, did you adopt that little girl? Or whatever. We would have these incidents and I would say, mommy, what's happening? She would say, nothing. And so I grew up feeling like I was making up everything. So today, what I want to say is not only do I feel connected and compassionate and like a deep knowing that every one of you on here is miraculous. I mean, there is just no question. I'm looking at every one of you. You just couldn't be more beautiful. You couldn't be more amazing. You couldn't be more worthy. So that's a given. But not just you who are here and who speak this language or are willing to walk this way, but the people who are out there causing harm. I know that they are wounded children, and it really helps me. It helps me today to watch what's happening in this country where I live. And I don't believe in such a thing as outside issues when it comes to taking care of my inner kids because they need safety and they didn't have safety as a child. And there are a lot of things that they're worried about today. So I soothe them in part by doing the best I can to fill my own well so that I can then be available to do healthy service in my community and for others and to be, the solution to the things I see wherever I can. And instead of hating people who are expressing hatred, I know that they just need love. I know that they are operating out of their love deficit. I know that they are operating out of the belief that they are a loser. And so they have to call everybody else a loser. There's probably an 8-year-old behind that. And so it does help me have compassion and a relationship, not just to myself, but to this world that is
so freeing, even in a time where it feels like freedom is under, a lot of threats for me. That's me personally. And I hope everyone will take what they like and leave the rest.
For me, this is about an internal, daily, loving parenting journey that, again, allows, thank you, it allows me to connect up with everybody else and their inner family in ways that feel right-sized. So that means I detach from, my own mother, my own flesh and blood, if that's what I have to do to take care of these inner kids. And there are meditations that I've found that help me picture my mom at 5 years old and picture returning her inner little girl to her loving self who didn't get to develop because of all the stuff she went through. So I say all of this to say, I hope that everybody's journey unfolds in a way that feels like whatever love deficit you may have experienced is just not only do you have a surplus, but that it is, rewriting. I almost feel like I get to re-experience childhood. I really do feel like this version of healing, this loving reparenting journey in ACA, has the power to heal not just me as a child, but like lineages of pain. So that's how I use this work. Again, I love hearing fellow travelers and how they, approach it, but I cannot sing the praises of the Loving Parent Guidebook enough. And with that, maybe if I stop talking, there will be time for an additional share, and I would like to hear all of you. So I hope that's okay. I just want to say one more time, you are so loved and lovable and loving. I hope you can feel it. I really do. You just couldn't be more enough than you already are. So please take that with you and tell your inner little kids from me in mind that we love you. That's it. Thanks for listening.